Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
She said, don't you do it. And she encouraged me not to go into those traditional societies. And she's pretty big time in her own, you know, in those, you know, groups herself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just went online and started posting my stuff and what I was learning. And I started attracting more people, but I started attracting a lot of haters who come and say, hey, you know what you're talking about. And we've never heard of that. And who is a Ra Akul? You know, he's not an Alan Leo. He's not a Llewellyn George. He's not a Madame Blavatsky, you know. And, you know, all these different people were downing us. And so I started to feel it's not because I'm bringing something new. It's kind of because I'm a black guy and I'm bringing something new. And I got into some confrontations with some white astrologers who proved that, you know, like, you know, you think you're coming here, you know, and you're blackenizing astrology, you can't do that, you know, or you're talking about astrology and racism, you can't do that. Astrology is a higher science. So, you know, you can't equate to racism. But it baffled me because they were using astrology for sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, you can't do that. So I kind of backed off and I got deeper into my astrology with Ra Akul. And I started using cosmophysics for sex. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see if I can have sex with this woman. Get her chart, find where her Mars and her Pluto and her Venus is, triangulate that. Mm-hmm. Mars is going to get her horny. Pluto is going to finish her off and have her orgasm. And that was, so my, as they say, my hit rate went from whatever percent I was at to 110.
Shit.
Straight up. And then I started, well, I'm going to start getting women out of my league. 110. So then Ra pulled me aside and said, hey, I like that you're doing because you're testing it, but you're using it for sex, and I'm not going to teach you any further until you stop, because I can't have that because it's karmatic and you're my student and I am gaining karma for you doing that.
I was about to say, astrology can be dangerous in the wrong hands.
Yo, it's dangerous.
It is. It is, though.
It's dangerous. Though. So I stopped that.
You got to really realize what you're messing with because...
Yeah. So I stopped it. But before I stopped it, I was able to at least chronologize a lot of what I did. And I turned it into a blog called Sexual Astrology, which is still online. Ooh, read it. So all that stuff is true. I literally tested out every rising, every sun sign, every moon sign. I was, you know, I was going in with.
What blog call again?
Sexual Astrology, The Dirty Dirty, Part 1.
All right.
The Dirty Dirty, I like that.
The Dirty Dirty, Part 1. I did 4 of them, but I only published one. The Dirty Dirty, Part 1. I did Astro Potty Life by Poly Astrology. I did.
Is that about the polyamorous lifestyle?
Yeah, I did that, open relationships and polyamorous lifestyle. I did astrology. I did the astrology of LGBTQ. I called it queer astrology back then. Cosmophysics and queer astrology. I did that because I started to read so many people for free, by the way. I read people from 2010 to 2015 for free online.
I did the same thing as I was driving around doing Lyft.
So, mm-hmm. and I was doing that too. I was reading people in my Uber. Yeah. I have a video called The Uber Astrologer where I do it live. Like, oh, watch this, boom, put it on. I'm reading the guy, I think he's a Leo rising behind me while I was driving Cancer Sun. And I'm reading him, you know, live. And so I started doing all that stuff. Ra wanted me to get off the sexual astrology things because he wanted to build a brand at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was his main recruiter. I would go out and find young up-and-coming astrologers who were sharp in mind and pull them into cosmophysics, teach them for free the basics, and put them on our blog talk radio show called The Cosmophysics Show, which was a 3-hour show, which I had a format. I give you an hour of astrology and news and an astrology lesson. Then I bring my guests on, astrologer or metaphysician. Then after that, I give you an hour of people calling in and I read you and me and my guest, or me and my cosmophysics students, or my mentor would read you, or my cosmophysics contemporary, because not all of them were my students, they were raw students. We would read people for 3 minutes apiece. We only had 3 minutes apiece to read everybody. Boom, boom, boom. We just get mad calls and we shut the whole thing down.
What year was this? Around what year?
On the cosmophysics show? I think that was around 2013, 14, 15. It lasted for like 3 years. We were on different networks. We were on the Abundance Child Network, the Ringtone Network, a bunch of, you have to look that up. Just type in Cosmophysics Blog Talk. It should come up. But it's plenty of shows. Me, Christian Littles, Maku Amun, Ra Aku, you know, his students, and that's what we did. And I designed the show to follow the sun. So, you know, like if I was doing the show now, it would be about cancer all month. It was every other Sunday. So you get two shows on cancer. I probably do one about, you know, the feminine energy, and the other one I do about parenting, or, you know, commodities, whatever, you know, whatever cancer oriented energy. And it was fun, but we got to learn a lot because the lot of those live readings at the end of the hour.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
So,
if you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.